Hello, friends,
and welcome to Mad as a Hatter,
a conspiracies and curiosities podcast. Welcome to episode 18.
Wow, we've been doing this for a long time, guys. Thanks for sticking around.
I know. We're really... Feels good.
It's been 3 months.
We're almost to White Rabbit 2. Yes. So if you are listening, today is the last day, so you still have the final hours of today, whatever time I post this. I'm so sorry.
Until midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Our time. Make sure to say that.
Yes. You have until our time to submit your Patreon and be a supporter to get featured on our White Rabbit episode number 2. So this does come out on the due date day. So if you're listening to this, you still have time. Run. Go.
Depending on what time you're listening to this.
Yes. If you're listening to it at midnight, I'm so sorry.
Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, Darby.
But some people, that's like 9 p.m.
We do have lots of international listeners now. Yay. Welcome. So yes, definitely check us out. That'll be Patreon. You'll be featured on our White Rabbit 2. Have access to all of our Patreon content. I heard that.
Live episodes.
Where you just see Darby yawning and playing with blankets during my episodes.
Also making silly faces.
Occasionally, yes.
You'll see Paige just making weird faces too. It's fine.
Usually during the conspiracies, it's a what face. Like last episode, if you heard me just lose my utter mind.
You'll also get to hear our live blooper reels. Along with unlive blooper reels. All the bloopers.
So many bloopers. We've been saving them all. It's a little hilarious. So, if you are listening, this is our episode, Cool Motive, Still Murder. So, that line is from the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It is said by Jake Peralta. If anyone's curious, it's season 1, episode 21, called Unsolvable. The full quote was, "It was for love," to which Jake responds, "Cool motive, still a murder." So, shout out.
Wait, it actually said that in the episode? I thought that was just the you
thing. No, that's the quote. Cool motive, still murder.
No, I know that one.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they did it because everything I did was for you.
Yeah.
I love you was actually in the episode.
No, he just said it was for love, but it was the same reason.
Okay.
Darby's referencing to a meme that people have tied the show You about the stalker Joe.
Everything I did was for you, Beck.
And then somebody tagged it with that comment from Jake. Anyway, if any of our Brooklyn Nine-Nine cast members are listening, huge fan.
Please come meet us.
Definitely tweet at us. Let us know that you're listening. That's a dream. I'm not even going to lie. It's my favorite show.
I love you. And you know I don't say that lightly.
No, she does not. If you have listened to any of our love episodes. Anyway, so this line inspired this episode. I'll admit I was actually sitting in class rewatching that episode when I thought of this. Sorry, professor, if you're listening, but I was watching it and he said the line. I was like, you know what? I should do an episode on interesting motives for murder and title it with this quote because I thought it was just super funny. So this episode, I'm going to talk about motive, what it is, kind of some of the common reasons, and then we're going to get into some really interesting / hilarious motives that people have actually given for their murders.
Stole my chicken wing.
We'll get there.
Oh, wait, is that actually a one? I just made that up.
We'll get there. So what is a motive? Motive refers to any reason why somebody does something, usually a crime. Therefore, some of the most common motives and reasons for murder and crime. It actually differs between men and women. We'll talk about this more in a future episode of mine, which is gender differences with crime. But the most common reasons, you can see evidence of revenge / retaliation, the control and God complex. The killer Richard Ramirez was quoted saying, "We've all got the power in our hands to kill, but most people are afraid to use it. The ones who aren't afraid control life itself."
I mean, not wrong. Technically, anyone could kill. Most people choose not to.
Yes. They weigh the consequences and all that.
Other things, too. I mean. No.
Another reason would be anger, lack of knowing right versus wrong, mental illness, money. There's a sexual desire for it. Ed Kemper was quoted as saying, "I remember there was actually a sexual thrill. You hear that little pop and pull their heads off and hold their heads up by the hair. Whipping their heads off, their bodies sitting there, that'd get me off."
Well, he also had sex with the heads, so.
Yes. There is that component where it would give them that release and sexual drive by doing so. And then last, another one, major reason is that they just like it. The Zodiac Killer, in one of his famous letters, says, "I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of them all."
Did anyone read The Most Dangerous Game?
I'm not. What? Why'd you just glare at me?
I had to read that book in my freshman year of high school, and my English teacher was like, "I promise you'll love this story." And I was like, "I don't believe you." And it's a short story. Mm-hmm. It's not like a book. It's a short story. So we read it. And I was like, "Fine, whatever. I'll give it a chance." And it's real interesting.
What's it called? The Most Dangerous Game?
Yes.
Getting added to my list of to reads.
I guess since you know nothing about it, I'm not going to tell you about it. But
if anybody else knows about it, let me know. It looks pretty good. Ooh, there's a full text online. That's what I'm talking about, people.
It's a short story. It's real good. And I'm upset you haven't read it because that's all that made me think of. Anyway, moving on.
Psychology Today has an article called Why We Kill, and they talk about five major motives. They talk about five motivations. Yes. The first would be goal attainment, so they're on a mission to get something done. Second, emotional intelligence. Those with emotional intelligence can cope with difficult emotions effectively. Those cannot, and therefore result in murder. So say you're standing in line, you get angry at someone, rather than coping with that feeling of anger, you kill them.
Sounds logical.
I mean, how else would you respond?
It's the only one I could think of.
Yep. Next would be gratification. So murder is an instantaneous gratification. They always talk about delayed versus instantaneous with kids in the marshmallow experiment. So you can have one marshmallow now, or if you wait an hour, you can have 10 marshmallows. Some kids, they'll go instantly for that instant gratification of having one marshmallow right now, but some will be willing to know that they'll have better gratification if they just wait a little while. So that's different. So murder is that instantaneous. David Berkowitz was quoted saying, "I was literally singing to myself on my way home after the killing. The tension, the desire to kill a woman had built up in such explosive proportions that when I finally pulled the trigger, all the pressures, all the tensions, all the hatred had just vanished, dissipated, but only for a short time."
Yeah, then you gotta do it again.
Exactly. The next one, number four, is recognition of competence. So usually loners don't have the recognition they desire. So when they murder, they immediately get all that recognition that they've been desiring through the span of news stories and interviews and documentaries. And everyone's going, "Oh my God, why did he do it? This is such a mythical monster." I mean, that's in its way, its own sort of recognition. And last was social reciprocity. So taking out frustration / angers on others, restoring that social balance like an eye for an eye. Mm. An injustice was done to me. I must therefore commit one to balance it out.
Solid. Makes sense.
Good. So let's get into some pretty different motives for murder and why people decided
chicken
to
wing?
Kill. That's at the end. I'm so sorry.
If there's actually a chicken wing in this, I am going to say I'm psychic and that is a new theory.
Yes, I already did psychics.
It's a new theory. I'm psychic.
It is a theory. Maybe that's how you knew about all the aliens. You knew it was in our blood the whole time.
It's a sixth scent.
Scent.
Sense.
I smell 16 things. One of them is alien blood.
That's also a theory. I'm really an alien vampire.
And psychic.
Yes.
And alien psychic vampire. Oh, but my gosh.
By that, I mean I drink alien blood. I'm not part alien.
Okay, so now that I know that I'm an alien, I'm just going to go walk away. And if anyone is vehemently confused, go back to Darby's episode.
You did not listen.
You did not listen clearly enough to
go
page
back.
So some of the most interesting motives, one is the Matrix defense. This is a very common defense used where people say that they were in an alternate reality, like the Matrix, that caused them to do it. So one person who used this was Tonda Lynn Hamilton, who was actually found not guilty. She said she was sucked into the Matrix and that made her kill her landlord.
But she had to have come back and he was still dead.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
I don't understand.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was not guilty by reason of insanity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that was her defense. She's like, I was sucked into the Matrix.
And but you still did it.
Yep. Sorry.
In the real world, not the Matrix.
I was tempted to say, cool motive, still murder after everyone, but that would get real redundant.
It's true. I thank you for not.
I thank myself for it. The next interesting motive was the very famous Slenderman made me do it.
Oh, the girls, Wisconsin.
Yes, exactly. So Slenderman is a tall, faceless creature created by a creepypasta user, Eric Knudsen, also known as Victor Surge, in 2009. So even though this creature was fictional, two 12-year-old girls took him very seriously.
Fun fact that might triangulate some of my history. I know exactly where that town is because I worked in a camp right outside of it.
Yep, we're just narrowing down who Darby is and where she's at. Thankfully, I have no tie to it, so still a mystery.
Hey, you didn't name the town, so they'd have to know the story. And
I'll
I don't
just
currently
edit
live
that
there.
Out where I add that.
I don't currently live there or work there anymore, so
narrowing it down would be difficult. Unless you're Joe.
Oh no.
So they took him very seriously. They believed that they had to kill in order to please Slenderman and protect their families. They believed that if they killed someone, they could become proxies and live in his mansion.
Did they live in the mansion?
You know, after everything they went through, maybe. Who knows?
Are they in the mansion now?
On May 31st, 2014, Morgan Geyser and Anissa Wire lured another 12-year-old girl named Peyton Lutner into the woods and stabbed her 19 times. Peyton thankfully lived, and the girls were found not guilty by reason of insanity. Common theme with some of these murders.
So are they living in the mansion?
I don't believe so. I think they're living in long-term mental health facilities.
That could be a mansion to them.
It could be.
That could be Slenderman's mansion. We don't know.
Maybe. Next motive was that he wanted to be a hero. Richard Angelo, aka the Angel of Death, was a nurse at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Long Island. He wanted to be a hero, so he would give patients a paralyzing drug called Povulon. The drug would cause patients to go into cardiac arrest, and Angelo wanted to be there and save them. That way, he could be a hero to everyone.
But then they died.
Exactly. He didn't think about the, oh, they're going to be in cardiac arrest part of his plan.
Well, he probably thought he could save them.
He did.
But he was not that good.
No, he was not that good. Sorry, bud.
I guess that's why he needed to drug them first.
Yeah. He's like, I will drug them and I will save them. Oh, wait, now I actually have to save them.
I can't save them otherwise unless they're drugged. Oops.
Or you could, you know, be a good doctor or nurse.
Clearly was not a good doctor.
No. Another interesting reason was kill so they can be killed. So in the 17th/18th century, it was a common thought that committing suicide would condemn your soul. Mm-hmm. So in order to end their own lives, people would commit murder in order to be executed.
Except that's also a sin that would condemn you to hell.
Pretty much. It was an article I read. I think they said it was popular in, don't quote me, the Dutch areas in 17th and 18th century. And I was like, how does that work?
I have questions. Either way, you're being condemned.
Yeah. I think maybe there was some cases of, like, mothers killing their infants. So maybe they thought it was, like, a mercy-killing murder so that it'd be excused.
Okay.
Who knows? The next interesting case that I came across was 300-year-old werewolves. So 12-year-old Jasmine Richardson met a 23-year-old named Jeremy Steinke.
Run.
Pretty much. So besides that age gap, there were also concerns due to the fact that Jeremy thought he was a 300-year-old werewolf and kept a vial of blood around his neck. So
wait,
a couple red flags.
Why, if he's a werewolf, why would he keep a vial of blood on his neck? Is that for vampires?
I don't know, but he had this whole persona built up and he kept this vial. And I don't know if it was like his life essence or his kill.
I have questions for you, sir.
I do too.
Sir, are you listening?
When Jasmine's parents forbid the relationship for good reasons, for multiple good reasons, she and Jeremy plotted to kill them. In April 2006, they killed her entire family, and Jasmine was the youngest person convicted on multiple counts of murder in Canada's history. A, if you're 12 years old, don't date a 23-year-old man. If you're 23 13. Years old, don't date a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
Or boy. Just no. And second, if he claims to be a 300-year-old werewolf, run away.
If he has a vial of blood around his neck for any reason, run away.
I don't care if it's his. Run. Oh, man. Yeah, that case was a trip. I actually was considering not putting it in this episode and throwing it into my hat because there is a lot to it. And
also, if he's a 300-year-old werewolf, then he's not 23.
Yeah.
He's 323.
Maybe that was his human age.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to
how Edward Cullen was 17.
Yeah, but remember she said, how old are you really? And then he eventually said it.
Say it. Just say
out loud.
Darby and I did just rewatch Twilight. Hashtag. But then we watched Vampire Suck afterwards.
That was great.
Highly recommend. So we got to make fun of the original and then laugh at the parody. Some ridiculous motives that I came across that were just, in some cases, very funny. One person was Richard Lyons. He was a 39-year-old who lived with his mother. In 2001, he wanted to go to Chicago to see Avril Lavigne, but his mother refused to help him purchase tickets.
What?
So, as any other reasonable 39-year-old who lives with his mother would do, he beat her with either a champagne or cognac bottle and then stabbed her. It is said that the stabbing was so violent, the first knife broke into her back and he had to get another to continue.
As you do. Remember, as discussed earlier, that's the only way to succeed in life.
The only way to get what you want. I mean, Avril Lavigne. Can you imagine a 2011 Avril Lavigne concert?
Wasn't that when Hello Kitty came out?
The fact that you know that.
Hello Kitty. Whatever. I was obsessed with Avril Lavigne until that song came out and then I was sad.
Oh, well, then maybe it's a good thing he didn't go to the concert. He would have been disappointed. Next was Dana Sue Gray, an American serial killer who killed elderly women, stole their credit cards, and went on a shopping spree afterwards.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
She said she just couldn't stop her spending, therefore had to kill to get the credit cards to continue.
I can see it.
That credit card debt will drive you to crazy things. This next case is a doozy. This one is probably going into my hat because there's so much more to it. The next murder was a social media faux pas. Janelle Potter is a 30-year-old woman. She apparently had difficulty making friends and still lived at home. Janelle was introduced to Billy Payne in 2009 and became friends with him and his fiance, Billie Jean Hayworth. Billy introduced her to his cousin, Jamie, who Janelle started dating. All of a sudden, Janelle started saying that she was being harassed online and that she was being threatened on Facebook for being too pretty to live. She then blamed this harassment on Billy and Billie Jean. And in response, Billy and Billie Jean unfriended her on Facebook. Janelle did not take this unfriending very well.
Billy and Billie Jean are husband and wife?
They were fiancé, yes. Mm-hmm. They were engaged to be
Billy and Billie Jean.
Yes. That was really confusing to type out. There's a lot of B names in this story, too. They actually had an 8-month-old named Tyler.
Oh, good. Not Billy.
Yes. No B name. Tyler. He survived. After unfriending her on Facebook, Janelle got very, very upset. On January 31st, 2012, Janelle's parents, Buddy and Barbara, again with the B names, and Jamie stormed into Billy and Billie Jean's home and shot them. Billie Jean was holding their 8-month-old Tyler, who thankfully still lived even after getting shot.
Wait.
Well, so Billy got shot. Billie Jean got shot and Tyler did not.
Dad and boyfriend?
Yes. Shot. So okay. Billy's cousin, Jamie, is her boyfriend. So the cousin actually also went to go kill them.
Okay.
Yes. So Janelle got upset. Her parents and boyfriend, who was also Billy's cousin, went to Billy and Billie Jean's home and shot them.
Interesting.
Yes. Their son did live, and he was found in Billie Jean's arms. Huh. Super sad. Okay. The next reason is one of the many reasons why you should not bully someone. But this reason was because someone was bullied over farting.
What?
Yes. So in 2012, an unnamed girl, unnamed due to being a minor, killed a 16-year-old girl after she made fun of her for farting. Shakira Dorsey made fun of the girl for farting, and the two girls got into a fight over the comments. The 911 call reported that adults, including Dorsey's stepfather, watched the brawl before breaking it up, but it was too late as Dorsey later died from her injuries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, guys, farting is a human condition. Don't make fun of others for it. I feel like that should... Don't murder over farting.
PSA. Everybody does it.
Yes. Just get over
it. Even the cows.
Especially the cows. Another motive was don't text during a movie. Curtis Reeves was a 71-year-old retired police officer. He went to see a movie, Lone Survivor, if anyone's curious, with his wife. But during the previews, 43-year-old Olson was with his wife and texted the babysitter about his daughter. Reeves asked him to stop texting and they got into an argument. Olson eventually threw a bag of popcorn at Reeves, who responded by pulling out a gun in the theater and shooting Olson. The security footage of this is up and on YouTube. I watched it. I did not like it.
Interesting.
Reeves claimed that he was in danger due to the bag of popcorn and was acting in self-defense.
Did a kernel get in his eye?
I hope not. Those can be very sharp and very life-threatening. That bag has pointy corners. The next motive was not passing the remote. So in 2011 in Russia, in 2001 in Russia, brother and sister were at home when they argued over the remote control. The 13-year-old brother shot his 17-year-old sister point blank with a hunting rifle.
I'm so glad all of my 8 siblings have never gotten in that bad of a fight over the remote.
Darby, just give me the remote or I'll shoot you point blank with a hunting rifle.
Definitely used to sit on the remote and be like, you can't get it.
I didn't have siblings to fight over a remote with.
I also would be the smart one. And when they had the remote, just get up and turn the channel myself at the TV.
Oh, don't do that either. Let me skip down to don't change the channel. During the 2010 South Africa World Cup, a man wanted to watch the game, but his family was watching a gospel show. He went to change the channel, but his family beat and stabbed him to death.
Mother and father as well?
Well, I think this was his wife and children and I don't know.
Children. Yeah.
So yeah, Darby, don't change that channel. The next motive was photobombing a photo. On January 18th, 2014, Annie Hong Kim Pham, 23, was outside the Crosby Bar and Nightclub in Santa Ana, California. There was another group leaving the nightclub who paused to take a photo. Pham accidentally photobombed the photo, and the group got very upset. Two women in the group, Candice Britro and Vanessa Zavala, were charged with Fromm's death after they got into a fight and she was beaten for the photobomb and later died in the hospital. So, Darby, don't photobomb photos. It's very rude.
Photo is serious business. Those selfies. That selfie game has to be on point.
It does. And you can't have just people in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry, groupie.
Oh, yes. I always wondered. I was like, is that really a selfie if it's only you? See, this is another example of how Paige is not up to terms with the lingo.
It really is only a selfie if it's only you.
Oh, okay.
It's a groupie if it's a group.
I need to browse Urban Dictionary and get up to date. Everybody has their roommate horror stories. This one, I think, takes the cake because this roommate killed because the other did not change the toilet paper. So, in 2006, Paul Crow used a sledgehammer and beat his roommate, Kenneth Matthews, after an argument over who should replace the toilet paper.
Oh.
Yes. Another crazy motive for murder was that they hated Mondays.
I can relate.
Yes. I don't think I could relate to the extent of Brenda Ann Spencer, who was age 16, when on January 9th, 1979, she began shooting at the Cleveland Elementary School from her home across the street. She aimed for students waiting to enter, staff, and police as they reached the school. While shooting, she was on the phone with a journalist, and the only reason she gave was, "I don't like Mondays." I don't like Mondays.
Logical stance. If you didn't like Mondays, why shoot the students? Why not just the administrators?
The people who made you go to school. We are right. Not in any way advocating you to do this.
No, I'm just saying all of that is a weird reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't add up.
I mean, you can blame Julius Caesar for the Julian calendar.
There'd still be another day. It just wouldn't be called Monday.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It would be off Monday, Tuesday, and then you'd hate Wednesdays.
Oh, I hate Wednesdays. I want to call it the Garfield excuse. Another one was loud music. So May 2012, Kelly Donaher was at home during a birthday party for his wife. Raul Rodriguez, his neighbor, came over to their house to complain about the loud music. He brought a flashlight, video camera, and handgun, as one would when confronting your neighbor.
I have a video camera.
They said that he was expecting an altercation, so he probably wanted to film it for whatever reason.
Yeah, you brought a handgun. Of course you're expecting an altercation.
In his defense, he said that he claimed he carried it with him everywhere. He had a concealed carry permit.
Oh, so it wasn't in his hand.
Yeah, they said it was
in his belt.
It wasn't uncommon for him to always have a handgun.
Okay, okay.
Still probably shouldn't do that when you go to face somebody in an altercation.
I mean, especially your neighbor, but anyway.
He was in the driveway shouting that the music was too loud before shooting Donaher and three other people.
No, so he also just pulled it out.
Yes. All of this is just a game and like, is this a reasonable reaction to whatever your complaint is?
Is it a big problem or a small problem?
Well, this takes the cake with bad friend advice. In 2016, Jessica Wangzo killed her friend, Wyan Celine. Celine reportedly encouraged Wangzo to break up with her boyfriend. In response, Wangzo laced her iced coffee with cyanide tablets.
As you do.
As you do. So, Darby.
I am never drinking iced coffee around you.
I would also not convince you to break up with your boyfriend, but at the same time.
Alec, you hear this?
Yeah. She said that her relationship was unhealthy and was trying to save her friend. In response, the friend
killed
laced her coffee with cyanide. Which, if anything, I felt if my friend was giving me bad advice, I would just tell them so. I feel like
I'd be like, listen.
I'd be like, Darby, I don't agree with that.
Just be like, that's cool that you think that.
Yeah, peace. So going on to your chicken wing, I have a whole section of food motives. I cannot believe how many food related motives there are for murder.
He stole my chicken wing.
It takes hangry on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. So the first one was no cheeseburger for you. Ronald Pritchett, age 34, was visiting his parents. He was upset because they went to McDonald's and didn't bring anything back for him. Which, reasonable. If you didn't come back and bring me chicken nuggets or fries, I would be a little sad. But I would not, therefore, then attack my parents. So, although they locked themselves in the bath in their bedroom, Pritchett knocked down the door and stabbed them multiple times. His father died while his mother lived. His mother did say that he was suffering from a couple mental illnesses, and therefore she did not wholly blame him for the incident, and actually continued on to speak up for him during his trial. So, motherly love. Next reason was didn't share. So, in 2012, David Scott was a homeless man. He saw another homeless man, Roger Wilkes, had a bag of Cheetos. When Wilkes refused to share, Scott stabbed him.
As you do.
As you do. I mean, Cheetos are no joke. The next reason was breakfast was cold. So Stanley Neese, his wife Sandra, gave him cold eggs, and he got so upset that he ended up killing five people. His wife and stepdaughter, who were there in the home, and then also went next door and killed three of his neighbors before coming back home to kill himself.
Wives, this is why you don't cook for your husbands.
Do not do it. If it is cold, they will be upset and they will murder you and your neighbors.
They could have just made their own breakfast and it would have been fine.
Equality. The last reason I have for interesting motives was didn't thank him for dinner. In 2003 in New Zealand, Fergus John Glenn, age 36, made his brother Craig, 33, dinner, but Craig didn't thank him for doing it. How rude. This annoyed him, and Fergus used an axe to hack his brother to death in his sleep. Fergus was quoted saying, "He just annoyed me and I did it. I'm not proud, but I did it."
I love all of my siblings, and I just don't understand how somebody can just murder them.
I mean, we talked about some reasons, and I really think a lot of these may have lied with the whole emotional intelligence and coping with difficult emotions.
Social skills, people.
Yes.
It's called social skills.
How do you respond to this situation?
You can learn them. They are learned skills.
And we're just going to go ahead and give you a spoiler alert. You don't do it by stabbing people.
You take a deep breath, take a step back if you have to.
Do a little ooh-wah.
As you figure it out.
Yes. Revenge is a dish best served cold. Unless they're eggs, then do not serve cold eggs.
Leave the knife on the table and don't take the gun with you.
Yes.
That's my advice.
Yes. So I thought this would be a really interesting episode. I thought it was really fun to just do a bunch of interesting cases with some out-of-the-box motives. So Brooklyn Nine-Nine, shout out to you guys for the amazing idea. Woo! Yes. But I am, unfortunately, out of good ideas, and I need my hat topic to decide what I'm doing next.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Arsonists!
Ooh, that'll be an interesting one.
Yes.
Why do they do it? Why are they the way that they are?
All the fun.
Pretty fire.
All the fire.
Yes.
Pyrotex.
Yes.
That's fire.
Yes, it is. Pyrotechnics, pyromania. I heard pyrofantasism. I don't remember.
Probably fantasizing about fire.
Yeah, I think so. Interesting. Obviously, I need to do my research on it. But it would be cool. So next you'll hear from Darby, who will be talking about Nessie. The Loch Ness Monster. Then you'll hear about me talking about arson. But Darby, where will you hear from us social media wise?
You can follow our Twitter at @ASA_Hatter. Our Instagram at @MadAsAHatter. Our Facebook, @MadAsAHatter. You can find us on patreon.com/MadAsAHatterPodcast.
Mm-hmm. You can listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Podomatic. You can also email us at madhatterpodcast@gmail.com.
And also Reddit.
Yes, I am working on our Reddit community. It will be built. Feel free, as always. I prefer the very hands-off approach. That's a great space for you guys to communicate and talk. Have at it. That's a great space for you guys. You can also see username Mad Hatter Podcast, which is usually me.
It's always Paige.
Reddit is my one social media domain.
I haven't
signed
on once. Let's be real.
It's the one domain that I understand fully. So if you ever see Mad Hatter Podcast lurking around, that's me. Hello. But yes, as always, check us out and follow us down our next trip down the rabbit hole.